And I got up this morning before
6 o'clock.
Okay. What about a word that means when the sun is first appearing? You might say, I got up before
the sun rises.
Okay. Now, what do you call the time of day when the sun disappears?
You might sundown.
Okay. And in the evening it's sundown, and in the morning it's it's what?
Sun up.
Okay. See, this isn't so bad, is it? If there's been a storm, and then the rain stops, and the clouds are disappearing, and the sun is coming out, we say that the weather is
broken off.
Fine. What do you call a very hard rain that doesn't last long?
About 20 minutes.
Okay. And what do you call that kind of rain?
A shower.
Okay. What do you call the shelf over a fireplace? The shelf over a fireplace, what do you call it?
Mantel shelf.
What do you call the things that the logs rest on in a fireplace?
Brick.
Okay. And what about some kind of, I'm not sure about this, but there's some kind of iron or metal thing sometimes that people put wood on when they lay a fire?
Fardos.
What do you call small pieces of wood that people use to start a fire?
Splinters.
What do you call particularly rich pieces of wood that you cut up into little slivers?
Fat.
What do you call a place with a rod and hangers that you hang clothes up in? It's when you come in from
outside. Closet.
And what do you call a great big piece of furniture that you can hang clothes up in? People used to have these.
Sheaf ropes.
What do you call the overlapping boards on the outside of a wooden house? You know, on the of a wooden house, the overlapping boards?
That's a storm sheet.
Okay. Now, are those, would those be made out of wood?
Yes.
Have you ever heard these things called weather boards? Or?
Weather board.
Now, is that the same thing?
Yes.
Okay.
Same.
What do you call the covered area at the front or the side of a house where some chairs might be placed?
Porch.
And what would you call a little porch that didn't have a roof? Do you have a special name for it, or would you just call it a porch?
Just a little porch.
What do you call a small fenced area next to the barn where the cows are enclosed before milking?
Cow barn, cow pen.
What do you call a wall or a fence that's made out of rocks or stones? Okay, some of these questions don't mean anything in all sections of the state, so of course we're just as interested in that as everything else. What do you call a large wooden thing that's open at the top for carrying water or milk in?
Bucket.
Okay. And would you call it something different if it was made out of metal? Or would you
I'd still have to say the bucket.
Okay,
all like
fine. Okay. What do you call the heavy iron thing that's used in the kitchen for frying things on the stove?
Spiders.
Okay. What do you call the thing at the kitchen sink that the water comes out of where you turn the water?
Spigot.
Okay, too fast for me. What do you call the same kind of thing on a barrel? And where you turn it on and off?
I call it a faucet.
Okay. And what about the same kind of thing out in the yard, where you'd hitch up a hose or something?
Spigot.
When you buy a few cans of food at the store, what do they put into for you to carry them home?
Paper sack.
What do you call a large sack that's made out of loosely woven cloth? A large quantity of something might come in. It's, you know, maybe about this high. And about that, it's made out of
cloth sack.
Okay. Have you ever heard that called a toe sack or a croaker sack?
Yes, ma'am. I hear it called croaker sack.
Okay.